This is Ed McMahon. It's That's Life with Mark Snyder. And now, ladies and gentlemen, here's Mark.
And joining us now at PMP Network is one of the stars of a big, big hit on Fox TV, Dark Angel. It is Tuesday nights at 9 o'clock on Fox, and Richard Gunn plays Sketchy on the show. Hi, Richard. How are you?
Good. How are you doing?
I'm doing great now. Obviously, you must be doing real well.
Yeah, I'm doing really good.
From day one, that show has done incredibly well.
Yeah, I'm really, really grateful that it has. That's great.
Yeah, it's doing numbers that I'm sure that they were kind of surprised they would do.
Didn't really know what to expect, you know. I hoped that it would be as successful as it is, but you never know until you actually try it.
That's true. How did you land the role?
I auditioned for it. I auditioned about 5 times for it, and you know, you have to get kind of make it through each level,
right?
And then finally get to audition for the network, and by that time there's like 2 or 3 people for each part. 2 or 3 choices, and then they choose from that.
Now, was James Cameron involved in casting at all?
Yeah, he was. But he wasn't in the room because, you know, it would have caused some discomfort, I think. People maybe would have been made nerves a little more intense than they already were.
Yeah, Cameron, of course, well-known for Titanic and Terminator 2 and all these other movies that are out
there. Aliens.
Yeah, I mean, he's got a huge track record, so as soon as his name's lent to this thing, it was pretty certain there was going to be at least some buzz to the show.
Yeah, and he did write, he co-wrote the pilot episode.
Wow.
And he's had a hand in the script since then as well.
Hmm.
He oversees, you know, he has final say on a lot of things.
So tell us a little bit about you, Richard. You're from Southern California?
Yeah, from Thousand Oaks originally in Southern California, right outside of L.A.
Uh-huh.
And I lived in, I went to college up in Santa Cruz, California.
The University of California?
Yeah, University of California, Santa Cruz. Yeah. And then moved down to Hollywood about 3 years ago. And I've been, you know, chasing around for jobs since then. And this is really my first big job.
Wow. Did you have, like, guest starring roles or anything elsewhere? Or?
No guest stars, but I did do a movie last summer for, it probably will have a theatrical release next spring. It's called Lost Voyage. It was with Judd Nelson and Lance Henriksen.
Lance, that intense guy from that show they used to have on Fox.
Yeah, the Millennium Show.
Yeah, that was a
And he's
show.
A really great actor.
Yeah, he's very intense, at least on that show he was, anyway.
Oh, he was really intense in this movie, too.
Really?
Yeah, it was a horror movie.
Ah. Well, he's got the face for horror. I guess we'll see it. Not that he's ugly or anything, he's just like an intense
guy. He's just a really striking appearance and persona.
Now, Judd Nelson I wouldn't expect in a horror film.
Right, but and it's not really any kind of a comedic role either, although he's a really funny guy.
Yeah.
But he plays it really straight, and he plays a scientist, actually, a paranormal researcher.
Hmm. So how are those two guys to a newcomer like you?
Oh, really nice guys, actually.
Yeah.
I was a little nervous about it, you know, because it was like my first experience working with anybody who was had any star status, but then they were really nice guys, really accepting.
Let's talk a little bit about Dark Angel, which is such a hit Tuesdays at 9 on Fox. Great cast. I'm deeply in like with Jessica Alba myself.
Yeah.
Tell me a little bit about some of the folks in the cast.
Well, the other guys in the cast. It's my character Sketchy, and this character Original Cindy. And Herbal Thought and Normal, and we all work with Jessica's character Max,
mm-hmm.
at a bicycle messenger service, and Normal is the boss, and then Herbal and Cindy and Sketchy are all employees and work with Jessica, and that's like her day job. That's like how Clark Kent had his newspaper job at the Daily Planet by day.
Right.
Yeah, and Denny by Night superhero.
Okay, so, she's a genetically enhanced superhuman prototype.
Yes. Yeah.
So people should know that.
She was created by a military institution in probably around now she was created, because you know in the show she's about 19. So, and it takes place in the year 2020. So if it was reality, she would be being created about now.
They did a fine job building her, I'll tell you that much.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. All sorts of the best parts they put in.
They certainly did.
Uh-huh.
And, of course, there's also the character played by Mike Weatherly that's big.
Yeah,
on
Michael
Weatherly.
Logan.
He plays Logan Gale.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a pretty important role on the show as well.
Yeah. He's kind of like the good-looking Dr. Xavier from the X-Men.
Uh-huh.
Kind of like that.
Yeah.
He kind of functions that, does that sort of role. And then John Savage, of course, is playing Lydecker, who is the guy who is running the military institution that created her and is trying to recapture her because she escaped when she was about 10 years old.
Mm. Now, your character had a problem in the opener and then another problem in another episode.
He has problems.
Yes, he does. He has lots of problems. But
yeah,
at least he has a friend like Max to help out.
Yeah, right. Yeah, the one tonight, actually, Sketchy has a big problem in. And she has to help him out and save his butt.
Sketchy kind of reminds me of Huggy Bear on Starsky and Hutch. Kind of.
Oh,
like,
yeah?
He is one of those characters that's going to be important, but always troubled.
Yeah, he always has some kind of issue that he needs help with. But he does have he's not a malicious character. He doesn't really have bad intentions. He has good intentions. He just has an odd way of doing things.
Yeah.
And it gets him into precarious situations.
So I understand you enjoy music as well.
Yes, I do.
And you play classical guitar.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, many times if you become a big star on a TV series, it switches right over and you fly over to the music. Is that something you like to do?
Well, I've never really played for an audience.
Really?
And believe it or not, I mean, acting doesn't make me nervous. I've done a lot of stage work, so I'm very used to it. But as far as playing music for people, I get really nervous.
Ah.
So I
still do a CD though.
Yeah, I could do that.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I would like to do that someday.
I mean, look what happened to Jamie Walters from being on The Heights, and then
mm-hmm.
and then 90210.
Dudley Moore, I think, is quite a good pianist.
He was before he got ill, yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely, he was one of a classic pianist.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I understand you also like to mess with motorcycles and and fast cars.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I have old muscle cars.
Ah.
And I have a 78 Trans Am now.
Wow.
But, and I was riding motorcycles, street bikes, but I value my life too much, and I don't want to lose any limbs.
Do the contracts that you sign with the networks have anything about things like that?
Well, I'll tell you what, they wouldn't let us go skiing because they're afraid, you know. Well, because I have to do a lot of bicycle riding, and if I broke a limb or something, that would really impede me.
Well,
I guess Logan can go and do that if he wants, because he's sitting in a wheelchair.
That's true.
Yeah.
But, I mean, in your case, you know, your guy would have to be like the office messenger or something.
Yeah. I'd have to be demoted
to an office job.
To office assistant.
But I was wondering if the networks actually put a clause into that, into the contracts, to protect them from you skydiving or doing something where you could kill yourself and
mm-hmm.
hurt the character.
I don't think there's anything in the contract, but I think everybody understands that it's not the best idea.
Mm. Tell me a little bit about how the cast gets along. I mean, you guys hang out off the set, or
yeah, everybody really does get along really well. And I haven't done a TV show before, but I've heard that that's not always the case. So I feel pretty lucky.
Yeah,
everybody's really nice people.
Yeah, there's been horror stories, but on the other hand, I've heard, you know, like we've had almost the whole cast of That 70s Show, and they get along great.
Oh yeah.
So you never know.
I guess it just, you know, the dynamics just happen to work out, and we're all, you know, most of us are fairly, we're around the same age.
How old are most of you?
Well, actually, let's see, I'm 25, but, and then Jessica's a little younger, and most of the other cast is just slightly older, so.
Yeah.
We're all, like, around 20s.
Yeah. So it's a young cast.
Yeah, fairly, except for John Savage is a little bit older, of course, but.
Right.
Not by too far.
He probably still hangs out with the young kids, though, anyway.
Yeah, he is. He's actually a really cool guy. He's a lot of fun to hang out with.
Yeah. It's a cool show. Doc Ames is a little different.
Yeah.
And then that's always nice when you have a show that's a little bit on the different side.
Yeah, and I think that's why, you know, no one was really sure what kind of response it was going to get, because it wasn't really done before.
Mm.
So, you know, you're always taking a risk there, but luckily it turned out for the better.
I know you're an outdoorsy guy and you like to go out and do all kinds of things, but do you watch TV at all? And if you do, what are some of your favorite shows?
Well, I happen to like The X-Files quite a bit.
Mm-hmm.
And that's really the only TV show that I watch. Besides, I do like to watch my show. I mean, I know a lot of actors don't like to watch themselves, but I kind of like it.
Well, since you're a member of the Fox family, have you got to meet Jillian and all the folks from The X-Files yet?
No, not yet, but a lot of the people that are working on our show, the crew,
mm-hmm.
and the Teamsters, they worked on The X-Files.
Oh.
So they know a lot of them, and were, you know, were their drivers and such, so we hear a lot of good stories.
I'm a big Ally McBeal fan myself.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
I think Michael was on that series premiere.
Was he really?
Yeah, Michael Weatherly.
What did he play on there, do you know?
No, I didn't see it. Oh. I wish I had, but I think he played a witness or something.
Oh, really?
Yeah, isn't it? It's a
law show, yeah.
Yeah, courtroom.
That's cool. Mm-hmm. Well, we'll be talking to Mike one of these days as well.
Yeah.
So we'll ask him about that. But I want to wish you a lot of luck on the series, Richard.
Oh,
and
thanks.
Dark Angel airs Tuesday nights at 9 on the Fox Network all over the country. And it's a really cool show. And now you got to watch for Sketchy because you just met him.
Yeah.
Thanks so much for coming on.
My pleasure.
Take care.
Thanks for having me.
Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye.